Welcome back to post-match coverage of Dyke New Hartford Regional Final Volleyball on this Wednesday evening. As the Wolverines are headed back to state for a sixth straight season, they sweep number 15 Trainer here tonight. As the number 2 Wolverines win by a final of 3-0, as they won by set scores 25-19, 25-12, and 25-22. We're joined by the head coach of the Wolverines, Diane Harms. And coach, your thoughts, you're heading back to state for a sixth straight year.
That's amazing. You know, it's always special. We have so many girls that are the first time that they're going to be actually playing down there at the state tournament. So it's always so much fun to go down there. You have a different group, different team. And, you know, it'll be a lot of fun down there for our girls.
And for your team, very balanced as you've been all year. Looking at the stats, you had four different attackers with over 200 kills there this year. Very balanced here tonight. You were led by Keely Cowton. She had 10 unofficially for me, and then a really good night for Abby, as well as Rikes as well, helping your team out. Your thoughts on that balance going forward?
Yeah, you know, if you can be balanced, it makes it a little more difficult. We know different nights, different players, depending on the matchup or what's going on, might have bigger nights than the other. The best thing about the girls is they don't really care. They're just excited. They like to play together. They play well together, and they support and encourage each other. So whoever has the most kills that night, we're all excited for them, and it could be somebody else the next night.
And for your team, the Cardinals were able to get within 1 point a couple times, even had a lead there in the third set. What was your conversation to your players from the sideline to help them finish the way they did in those respective sets?
Just to take a breath there for a moment. You know, we need to have a couple of good balls in a row. And we, you know, they came out, and then we had a couple points, created a couple point lead, got a little bit of breathing room, and then, you know, and we did execute very well those last 6-7 balls. So just kind of getting our focus back and getting our execution where we wanted it.
One of the things that's impressed me about your team throughout this postseason run is the intensity they play with from the first serve, and it doesn't die down whatsoever. They play with the same energy the whole match. From your training that you've done in practice, how you prepared them to play with that kind of energy the whole match?
Yeah, we talk about you can't take points off. You have to always stay ready. You know, as soon as you let up, then they get the momentum, or a play that we should make we weren't able to make because we just didn't stay ready and focused on what our next position, next job was.
For your team to come out and play the way they did here tonight, that the momentum it creates for next week's 2A state tournament?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime, you know, we can come away with the win here heading down to the state tournament, you know, work on a few little things, wait to see who we play. But, yeah, take that momentum where we have going right now and carry it down into the state tournament.
One of the things that has impressed me about your team is how well they communicate with each other. They're always talking out there. Does that take a lot of team bonding outside of practice, or is it just because they know each other so well?
Well, I think they know each other well, but they're also talking about what we want them to be talking about, like who's got what, who's going to take care of what should we be looking forward to, and all that sort of stuff. And then some of it's encouraging when they know somebody maybe needs to lift or someone to be more aggressive. So they do a good job of just staying together and knowing what each other needs.
A little bit of a trip to tonight's regional final from Dyke and New Hartford area down here to Ankeny. What an amazing crowd making the trip down here to support the team. What you felt, the energy coming from there?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was great to see all the people here. You know, it's a big gym, big environment, but our fans came out and supported the girls, and so that's always special when you have a lot of people in the fans cheering for you.
Final thoughts, Coach, is this Wolverines team's heading back to state. An amazing win here tonight to get it done.
Oh, yeah, it's a great feeling to go back. Girls did a great job. You know, right now you just got to try to find a way to win and just keep playing for that next day.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and the Wolverines heading back to state for a sixth straight year. Best of luck next week at the 2A state tournament.
All right, thank you so much.